The Irish writer Oscar Wilde was known for writing lots of short little phrases, sayings, that had a way of getting to the heart of the matter. One of those sayings goes like this. He said, "In the world, there are really only two tragedies. The first is when you don't get what you want, and the second is when you do." I think that sort of sums up the warning that our scriptures are giving us today. Whether you get what you want or you don't get what you want, neither one is really going to ever make you happy. You know, in our Declaration of Independence, we are guaranteed the right to the pursuit of happiness. But I think our readings would add a warning to that right, to say that to pursue happiness in itself is really a futile effort, because you can't achieve happiness. Happiness is really a byproduct of something else. Sometimes happiness comes while you were doing something else. And so today our scriptures are warning us, cautioning us, asking us to take account of our relationship with our having, with our wanting, with our possessions, and to see where is our true happiness found. Today in that first reading, we hear from Ecclesiastes, from someone called Koheleth. It's really not his name. It's just a word that means the preacher. And it's not a book that we read from very often, because as you get into it, you can tell this is a person who is getting towards the end of his life. And he's looking back over all the things that he pursued, and he's one who will say, "I was looking for happiness, pursuing happiness." And most of the book, he's actually quite cynical about his life. And he is saying to anyone who would listen, he said, "I have tried to find happiness, and all I have found is vanity." He said, "I looked for happiness in my work of achievement." He said, "I was very successful, but I didn't find happiness there. It wasn't satisfying. I looked for happiness in bodily pleasures, food and drink and sex, and ultimately it wasn't very satisfying." He looked for happiness in knowledge, seeking wisdom, and he said, ultimately that wasn't very satisfying either. And he calls this searching for happiness, this phrase that we know so well, he calls it the vanity of vanities. That word just comes from a word that means the wind. You know, we have this word weather vane. It's that thing that catches the wind. And he said, trying to pursue happiness is trying to like grasp the wind. It's futile. And he's saying, don't even try it. So by the end of his life, he's really struggling and wondering if his life has had meaning. And he seems like a fearful man. Not so much fearful of death, but maybe more fearful, did his life really matter? Did it have meaning? And by the end of the book, he ends this way. All that I, after I've done, he says, is vanity. So this is what I'm left with in my search. He says, seek out God and his way, and he will reveal to you the hidden truths of what is good and what is bad, and will ultimately provide you meaning. Seek first God's kingdom and his way, and all the rest will be added to you. That's really where the gospel that we're hearing today is leading to. That our lives, as St. Paul says today, are hidden with Christ. Our true self, our true happiness, is hidden in Christ. And that pursuing the happiness of this world will never ultimately lead you to your true happiness. and that it will come really in spite of your seeking. I was at a wedding on Friday night for my niece, and the minister read this gospel from Matthew's version as their wedding scripture. And it happened to be the father of the groom, who is the minister, and he says, "I know these two very well." He said, "When they met each other, they weren't looking for each other. They belong to the Bible College in Minneapolis, and they met at a night when they all gather for what they call praise and worship. As they were going to give God thanks and praise in their life, they weren't looking for each other, but at the end of that night, they found each other." You know, I have to admit, in my own life, the best things that have ever happened to me were not my idea. And if I'm really honest, some of those were things that I didn't even want at the beginning. Or it was one of those experiences of not getting what I wanted, and thank God I didn't, because it led me to something better that God had in store for me. I don't know if you've had an experience like that, when not getting what you wanted actually became a gift in your life. Today, Jesus is speaking to the crowd and uses this moment of conflict in a family over their parents' inheritance. This could be told story today. Members of a family are at odds with one another over an inheritance. It's tearing the family apart. And Jesus says to everyone, based on this story, and the funny thing is about inherited money, it's money they didn't even earn, and it's that inherited money that's driving them apart. And so he says to everyone, avoid all kinds of greed. Because ultimately, that greed is that kind of, that wanting of things, seeking of more at the expense of another. I looked up the word greed and looked for all the synonyms, and I counted over 25 words that are expressions of greed. Ways that we seek more at the expense of another. If you were to look at the Ten Commandments, I think you could say that 7 of the Ten Commandments are really commands to avoid forms of greed. We call greed one of the 7 deadly sins because it's a sin that is a root of evil. And when we give in to the lie of greed, where we think my happiness can be achieved at the expense of you, he said it's a lie. It will not lead you to happiness, and it'll only lead to more division, and it will lead to harm, and maybe even violence. And so Jesus says to them, as he says to us, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek out God's way, and all these things that you desire will be given to you as well. Because you seek the self that God has called you to, that self that is hidden with Christ, where your true happiness is found, where that treasure is, he says, may your heart be also. You know, one of the patron saints of rich people is an American saint, Saint Catherine Drexel. She was canonized in the year 2000. And she has a very wonderful story, I think, that illuminates this call to our true self. She grew up in a very wealthy family, and one of the turning points in her life is when her stepmother was diagnosed with cancer, and she stayed with her mother until she died. And the experience of her stepmother's death really focused her life. What matters? And she began to get involved in sharing what she had with people. She had a priest friend who was a missionary serving out in the plains. And because she had the means to do so, she traveled. And she saw out in the plains how the former slaves were being treated, how those who were native peoples were being put together in reservations, and how they were being put down. And she could not stand that and thought to do something, so she began to give from her her own means. By this time, she had inherited a fortune, and she began to donate. But she thought, you know, this isn't enough. So she went to Rome, and because she had connections, she got an audience with Pope Leo XIII. And she told him about the situation of the people out in the plains and asked, could you please send missionaries to be able to serve these people, help them to receive some education, to be able to raise themselves up? And the Pope said, I agree with you. I want to send you. He called her to be a missionary to the peoples, the Africans and the native peoples. And she ultimately said yes. It led her to becoming a sister and becoming the foundress of an order called the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament. And over all the years that she served until she died, it was about helping to build schools and hospitals, universities like Xavier University in New Orleans. Many places benefited. And by the end of her life, she basically had given away all that she had. And she said, as a model for their community, she said, you know, really all is vanity except that of knowing, loving, and serving God. And that is really what brings peace to my soul. And so today, as we gather around the table of the Lord, we come to seek a treasure that lasts. We come to receive God's presence into our lives, to turn away from those forms of greed, that those lies that can delude us, where we can take advantage of one another, and to seek the kingdom of God, and to trust that when we do seek God's way, He will reveal to us the rest, and will bring us the peace that we truly desire, and we will then, to some degree, have a taste of that happiness we seek.